Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
In this broadcast, we want to apply what our dearest Jesus called the gospel of the kingdom to the dark-skinned peoples of the earth, otherwise referred to as black people. So our subject will be how Jesus ministered to dark-skinned peoples of the world. How Jesus ministered to dark-skinned peoples of the world. You know, the Greek word that is translated nations and Gentiles in most parts of the New Testament is the word ethnos. Ethnos is spelled E-T-H-N-O-S. This word refers to a group of people, irrespective of geopolitical boundaries, who have similar lifestyles and therefore similar circumstances. To each of these people groups of the world, the gospel of the kingdom can be applied to them. The objective will be to afford them the opportunity to witness in their positive uniquenesses, God's kingdom or royalty, rule and realm, both in their spiritual and secular lives before our dearest Jesus comes again. Now, we will start by establishing the history of mankind from the Bible. Acts chapter 17, verse 26 to 27a says, and I quote, "And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord," unquote. The scriptures declare that the first father of the human race is Adam. Out of him, God made all mankind in the beginning. But you know, through Adam, humans sinned by trying in their own way to become what God had already made them. Thus, under our first father, all men, irrespective of skin sheets, got lost. This is the first beginning. Now, there is what I call the second beginning of mankind. This is in Genesis chapter 9, and there we have the story of Noah. We know that due to the evil of his time, God destroyed all creation in quotes, or inverted commas, I should say, from the face of the earth. He only spared Noah, his three sons, their wives, and some selected creatures. Now, by sparing Noah and his family, God was determined to begin the beginning again. So, in the second beginning, Noah was going to be the second father of all peoples through his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. These three sons were going to be the fathers of three separate people groups on earth. Genesis 9, 1 and 18 to 19. Now let's talk about these three fathers, beginning with Shem. Shem means distinguished or special and is the father of the Jewish people group and Asians as a whole. Ham means heat or hot and is the father of the dark-skinned people group. Japheth means extension or enlargement and is the father of all Europeans and by extension all the Americas. Now once upon a time, Noah got drunk and Ham saw his nakedness and told his two brothers about it. Ham was obviously close to his father and had developed some familiarity with him. So Ham was intoxicated with a drink called familiarity, just as his father Noah had gotten too familiar with his bottle. Now, this familiarity may have made Ham take his father for granted, unlike his siblings. So, my friend, no matter how close you are to people, you must not take them for granted or abuse your familiarity with them. Therefore, Ham's two brothers refused to look at their father's nakedness and rather covered him honorably. You know, it is important to forgive and cover the wrongs of your father in order not to repeat their mistakes yourself, since wrong tendencies, just like good ones, can be inherited. Now, when Noah normalized from his stupor, he decided to determine the future of his children and thus their posterity or their descendants. He blessed Shem and Japheth, ignored Ham. Please note, ignored Ham, and cursed to slavery one of the four children of Ham called Canaan. Genesis chapter 9, verse 18 to 19, or to 29 rather. As a result of the curse, God took the land of Ham's last born, that is Canaan, as his own land, displacing them to servitude and giving the land of Canaan as the promised land to Israel. Now, so far, we have established the general history of mankind according to the Bible. We ended on the note that Ham, the third father of all dark-skinned people, was not blessed or cursed by Noah, the second father. Rather, Ham was ignored, alienated, rejected, forsaken, not recognized, and completely marginalized by Noah, as if he did not belong to his family. This summarizes the history of dark-skinned people in general till the coming of our dearest Jesus. So in times past, black people have generally been ignored, rejected, and marginalized by the human family. Yes, they have generally lost their proper role among the nations of men. That they have generally been aimless and idle in the light of their real roles among humans. But thank God that this is changing. Hallelujah. Now, the original or proper roles of dark-skinned people is not to sing, dance, talk, and win at sports. It is not to make fire, cook food, serve it, and wave a feather fan over people. These are all asides. Beloved, no nation develops with recreations and entertainment like singing and dancing, but mainly we have seen nations develop with leadership and science, etc. Now, apart from the loss of their proper roles, black people as a whole also lost their recognition in the human family. Therefore, doctrines from the Bible were even developed by the devil to try to make them feel less human. The enemy that stole from this people group their esteem among men. Now, in summary, during the first beginning, Satan was at work through unbelief, hunger, and lack of self-control to try to destroy God's work and glory on earth. As a result, all mankind got lost through sin. Now, in the second beginning, Satan was again at work through drinking and lack of self-control to try to destroy God's work on earth one more time. As a result, only the dark-skinned people group got lost through sin. Therefore, my friend, whereas all men, including all black people, got lost in Adam, only black people got lost again in Noah because their father was totally ignored by Noah. People of color or black people, therefore, lost their way to God's ideal twice. First in the first father, Adam, and secondly in the second father, Noah, who neglected them by neither blessing nor cursing them as a whole, except a curse on a small section of them, that is, on Canaan. This was the spiritual condition of the dark-skinned people group before Jesus Christ came on the scene of human history. Now, I want us to understand that Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he had black people in mind. Luke chapter 19 verse 10 says, and I quote, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Now we have seen that whereas all men, including black people, got lost in Adam, only black people got lost again in Noah. So the people of melanin or black people therefore lost their way to God's ideal twice. Therefore, beloved, if our dearest Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost, according to Luke chapter 19, verse 10, then he had a general ministry to restore all mankind and a special ministry to generally restore Africans and people of African descent to their proper status and roles in the family of humans. It was King David who said that when your mother or father forsake or ignore you, then God will intervene and take you up. Psalm 27 verse 10. You know, it usually takes an offense like the offense of harm for a parent to totally set aside his own child. And also, it only takes grace for such an ignored child to be restored back into the family. David himself was forsaken and marginalized by his own father Jesse, but God took him up through Samuel in his set time, and he elevated David to his rightful place in his family and in Israel and in the world as a whole. Now, such will be the future of this physically unique people group called Black people by the world. They will experience the kingdom or rule of God restored to them, just as little forsaken shepherd boy David experienced. And this is going to happen before the physical coming of Jesus Christ onto the earth. I want you to say amen to this. Now, let us talk about the general restoration mandate of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, my friend, our Lord Jesus came on the scene of human history, and he knew that he had to restore two groups of people that the devil has stolen the kingdom of God from, namely, all mankind, that's the first group, and secondly, the dark-skinned peoples of the world who belong to mankind because they lost their way twice. In the book of Luke chapter 4 verse 43, Jesus has summarized his kingdomization mandate in these words, and I quote, "I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent," unquote. However, earlier on in Luke 4, 18 to 19 and 25 to 27, Jesus had explained in details that this mandate to preach the kingdom of God to cities or people group was in two parts, a general one and a specific or a special one. And I want us to break these things down. First of all, we will look at Jesus' general ministry to all mankind. The first part of Jesus' kingdomization assignment was his general ministry to all humans, including Black people, because we were all lost in Adam. This is found in Luke 4, 18 to 19, and I quote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord," unquote. Now let's talk about Jesus' specific or special ministry to some two people groups. Apart from his general ministry to all humans, including Black people, the second part of Jesus' work was a specific ministry to two groups of people, namely dark-skinned people and Arabs. Now, Black people or dark-skinned people were represented by Sidon in Luke chapter 4, verse 25 to 26, when Jesus Christ was declaring his mission, and I quote, "But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, except unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon," please underline Sidon, "unto a woman that was a widow," unquote. Now, Arabs are the other people group to enjoy Jesus' specific or special ministry. And this Arabic community, they were represented in Jesus' declaration of his mandate in Luke chapter 14, chapter 4. They were represented by Syria in verse 7 or 27, I should say, of Luke chapter 4. And I quote it. And many lepers were in Israel in the days of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. Underline Syrian, unquote.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Just like most men do, the Jews of Jesus' day applauded the general ministry of Jesus. They said his words were gracious and a blessing. Luke 4:22. However, when Jesus mentioned the second part of his work, to as it were, in inverted commas, bypass Israel and minister to some other people groups in specificities, the Jewish people got annoyed and nearly killed him. Luke 4:28 to 30. That is how all religious people behave towards specific or special ministry to people group. They do not like the general to be bypassed for ministry to specific groups of people. They feel that God is doing a wrong thing by setting them aside. That is a religious spirit at work. Now I want us to talk about Sidon and Syria, which two cities were represented, or representing the black people and then the Arabic community respectively. You know, Sidon was a black city because Sidon, I want you to know this, Sidon, it is spelled S-I-D-O-N. Sidon was the firstborn of Canaan, the grandson of Ham, who was cursed to servitude. Genesis 10, 15 and 19. In other words, Jesus chose the worst and minority part, the minority part of the descendants of Ham, called Sidon, to represent his ministry to all black people. And Syria, or Asher, was a Middle East city, being the son of Shem. Genesis 10 verse 11 and 22 teaches us that. So when Jesus came on earth, he had to minister to and redeem the Arabic community also. This is even partly because his father Abraham was originally a Syrian, and God called him out of the religion of his people to bless him. Deuteronomy 26 verse 5. Beloved, God was signifying in Jesus that one day he was going to call the Arabic community and bless them with the true blessing of their father Abraham, under whose covenant Jesus Christ physically came. Galatians 3:13 to 14. So my friend, the Arabic community needs special ministry too. Now I want us to talk about the special ministries of our Lord Jesus Christ. Like the Jews of Jesus' day, many so-called special people of God get irritated when you get specific about what God wants to do for black people. They forget that black people need special ministry due to what they have gone through for their sake. Isaiah 43, 1 to 4. You know, God is a righteous judge and always compensates. Hebrews 6, 10. But general and special or specific ministry is not new in Jesus' mandate. So Jesus had a general ministry to all 12 apostles. Yes, our Lord Jesus was well aware of the need for special or specific ministry to people who are taking themselves out of God's heritage for them. So during his passion and crucifixion, The 12 apostles forsook him variously, with the exception of the apostle John. And therefore, they needed restoration as a whole. All apostles needed restoration as a whole, according to Matthew 26, verse 56. But Jesus Christ had a special or specific ministry to Apostle Peter. Apart from all the 12, which included Peter, he had a special or specific ministry to Peter. I want you to understand that the way Apostle Peter had moved away from his proper role as the head of the apostles was said that, apart from Jesus' general restoration ministry to all the 12, including Peter himself, Peter needed a special restoration ministered to him. This is because of the unique way he had denied Jesus. So when our dear Jesus resurrected from death, through the angel, he sent a gracious message to all the apostles who had forsaken him in one way or the other. But specifically or specially, he mentioned Peter by name. This is because Peter needed more than a general message to restore him from his bad fall. And that is the understanding you need to have about Jesus' special ministry to black people or to the Arabic community. The general is not enough. Jesus, when he came on earth, he ministered generally to all mankind, but specifically to black people and to the Arabic community because of the uniqueness of the fall that they had from their proper status and roles in the human family. But I want you to know that apart from the Apostle Peter, Jesus had a specific or special ministry to Apostle Thomas. Yes, Thomas was another apostle who needed a special ministry to restore him to his rightful place among the apostles. Jesus did not hesitate to offer him a specific message or ministry or service. John chapter 20, verse 27 to 28. I've gone through all this to make you to know, my friend, that God will not leave people groups without making them witness his kingdom or his glorious rule among them. Matthew 24, verse 14. Jesus will go to every length to restore all people groups who need a special ministry. If he went every length to restore Apostle Thomas and Apostle Peter to their proper places among the 12, he went also every length to restore dark-skinned people to their original status and roles in the human family. So African-looking people and Arabs should embrace Jesus' specific ministry to them. Beloved, just like he did for the Apostle Peter, God is one more time giving black people the chance to rise up to the position of leadership he originally intended for them. You know, Ham means heat. Ham is the father of all black people, and his name means heat. And heat connotes enthusiasm, passion, impetus, inspiration, and drive, all of which are core qualities of leaders. Dark-skinned people are therefore to bring leadership to the human family in the rising of the church. It is leadership that will redirect the whole of humanity to God and strengthen them, that is, strengthen humanity in what God has ordained for them. Isaiah 60, verse 6, and then Luke 22, 31 to 32. Arabs will also contribute uniquely during the rising of the church. Isaiah 60, verse 7, 19, 23 to 25. God is reaching out uniquely also to the Arabic community. Ladies and gentlemen, he is uniquely reaching out to these two people groups because God needs them. No wonder the only place that Jesus went, the only place in inverted commas that Jesus Christ went outside Israel when he was on earth was to the twin city of Tyre and Sidon. I want you to know Tyre and Sidon. In this twin city, Jesus ministered to the daughter of future of a woman described variously as a Canaanite and a Syrian Phoenician, according to Matthew 15 verse 21 to 28 and Mark chapter 7 verse 24 to 30. In Jesus' encounter with this Canaanite or this Syrian Phoenician, Jesus referred to Israel as sheep and to Gentiles as dogs, or if you like, loyal servants. So what happened is that our dearest Jesus changed the dog or servant status of Canaanites to a ruler status by feeding the children's food to them, that is to the Sidonians, instead of letting them take the crumbs from under the table. Jesus ministered the children's bread to dogs, or to people who had been cursed. Sidon had been cursed through his father Canaan to a servant status. But Jesus Christ goes outside of Israel and he ministers to the daughter or the future of this people group and moves them away from a servant status to a ruler status by feeding the children's food to them. Yes, my friend, it was with this woman of Canaan that our Jesus found great faith in God, unlike in Israel. You know, Jesus simply had to move out of Israel to minister to the daughter of future of these two people groups that this woman represented. You know, dogs are always trained to guide and protect sheep. So Jesus had to go and minister to the loyal servants outside Israel to bring them up to the place of his kingdom or rulership agenda for them. It is also not a wonder that Jesus chose a Canaanite among his 12 foundational apostles, all of whom he fed his special kingdom or rulership diet, otherwise called the kingdom word. Matthew chapter 10 verse 4 and Mark chapter 3 verse 18.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.